It's now time for a locker room chat with Morehill Mount Academy girls head basketball coach Luke Knoll after a few games from this past week. And coach, we'll start off with your guys' ending of your tournament. Riverside upends you guys 54-42 in the finale in the championship game. Riverside, as you expected, was a very good team. But you guys were competitive. You guys had a lead for a little while there in the second quarter, and you told me that you guys had some foul trouble and struggled against Taylor Weiser, the best player down the stretch. But overall, what are your thoughts on this one, and were you pretty impressed with the way you were able to start out this game?
Yeah, we were definitely competitive, and I loved how our girls went into that game kind of believing they could win, and they were up for it, and we had a super great atmosphere. We had a ton of fans there, and I mean, it was an awesome Saturday for basketball, and we started off the game with a bang. I mean, we were shooting the ball really well, several different girls. We were hustling around, defense flying around, and that beginning of the second quarter was kind of our quarter. We kind of got up a little bit there, and then the end of the second quarter, they kind of made a run there to close it out right before half, and end up being, I think it was a two-point lead for them at halftime there. So we were in it for a long time. Third quarter kind of was back and forth a little bit. And kind of the fourth quarter, late third quarter, we went through a stretch of turnovers. I think there were two different stretches, but we went a couple minutes without even really getting a shot up. We just, for whatever reason, struggled to get the ball moving a little bit on offense. Shots didn't stop falling a little bit, and our offense kind of got stagnant. But overall, when we kind of looked back at that game, I was really impressed with just how our girls competed against going up, you know, arguably one of the best teams in the state in 2A, the currently number one team in KBCO 2A. So, yeah, I was really proud of them. We were competitive, and it was just a super fun day looking back at it. But, yeah, they're a strong team, and it was, I think, going to be really good for us in the long run to play a team like that.
Yeah, that was what I was going to ask next, is how good of a litmus test is this for you guys with playing against a team that is number one in the state as of right now and got to the state championship a year ago? How does this give you guys an idea of how good you are in terms of possibly getting to the state tournament yourselves?
Yeah, I mean, it gives us a good gauge of things we need to work on. I often tell the girls, you know, winning covers up a lot of mistakes. And sometimes when you win, you forget about these mistakes, or these mistakes are hidden, or these other things that we can improve on. And so when you lose a tough game like that, it's kind of easier to look back and say, okay, where are some areas we need to grow and get better? So we definitely have some things that we can do better. Both, hopefully we can see them again down the road maybe, and then against other teams down here in the second half of the season. But I think our girls responded pretty positively to that. They know we can put together a little more complete game for four quarters, but it definitely gives you some things to work on when you get to go against the best.
So then you guys were able to win the quarterfinal round pretty easily and a semifinal round pretty easily, falling in the championship. But then you guys go up against a Troy team, which currently right now, as we talked about this a little bit before our interview, is in the bottom half of the Twin Valley League. They're 1-3. They're 5-6 overall in the season. That's a darn good team. I mean, you guys go out there and you don't have your best effort. You fall 47-32. I mean, this is a team that is very good, and their record is nowhere close to being indicative of what this team can do.
Yeah, it says something special about that league, is that is a tremendous girls basketball league. And I haven't seen a lot of those things in person, but we've got bits and pieces of film of different things, and that is a tough, tough girls basketball league. And I think we saw that last night with how physical they were with us. We struggled with that a little bit. And they got some talent there. So the fact that that league is that competitive with them in it is something about them. But I think, again, that could be another game in the long run that could be good for us. It definitely gave us some things to work on and focus on. But they were so physical in everything they do, from setting screens and rebounding and, just how they sprint place to place everywhere. I mean, we just struggled with that athleticism and intensity that they had. So they definitely got some players there. They do a nice job, and we kind of struggled to match that. It was kind of a weird day to expect. You know, we had school on Tuesday, kind of expected to play, then they didn't have school, so the game got pushed back a day. So kind of had to get back up for that on Wednesday, and we weren't quite ready. First quarter was all right, but when shots don't fall, we got to find ways to get stops on defense, and we really struggled on defense last night.
Yeah, sometimes it gets really difficult when it's not a usual week of school schedule, and then you throw in a game in there. Sometimes the vibes are a little bit off, and it seemed to be that way yesterday for you guys. But this will be a NEKO matchup next year because Troy is joining the league. How excited are you for that addition to the league with a really strong team like Troy?
Yeah, I mean, that's the team. You throw them in Riverside in there, and all of a sudden our league it definitely takes a step up in girls basketball. So that'll be fun. You have a really big league like that. You start talking about a lot of really good teams that you see night in and night out. It's kind of fun making chaos in a league when every night when you play a game, then you check all the scores and you don't really know what's going to happen. There's a lot of games that are just toss-ups, and that makes it a lot of fun to coach, and I think for players too, to just see on any given night anything can happen. And you throw two girls basketball teams in there in the league next year, and that'll definitely be the case.
So a brief hiatus from league play, and you guys are back at it tomorrow night as you guys will be taking on McLouth at home and then ACCHS on the 30th and then Jefferson County North on the 2nd. Coach, thank you so much for your time today. Appreciate it, and hoping to stay undefeated in NEKL play.
Hey, thank you very much.
That was Moorhill Man Academy girls head basketball coach Luke Knoll here on Locker Room Chat, brought to you by Amberwell Health.